Be a gang, be a gang, you ain't heard nothing. Be a gang, comes with the discussion. Be a gang, what you wanna know? Be a gang, welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 6 of the Beard Gang Podcast. I am your host, Justin. In the studio with me, we have Andrew.
What up?
And we have Kevin.
What's good, world?
Yeah, what's good, world? Sounds like you sound like an old.
I can't be a robot.
No, you sound like an old radio station. Like, what's good, world?
Yeah. What is going on, Vietnam?
If your world is good, call us now on the request line. We'll be glad to hear you.
Dude, I gotta switch it up, you know, because you told me once that I you could just loop me, and I don't. I'm not a loop. I'm not an AI.
No, okay? I can't loop you. I can't loop you. I just know you're gonna say. What's good, world?
That's fair.
Because we've been doing the podcast now for so long. I mean,
that's fair.
I just know that that's what you're going to say. It's not how you say it, it's the word. So just because you changed the tone and sounded like a 70s newscaster.
Hey, or an old
baseball announcer.
This is Ron Burgundy. Yeah,
an old baseball announcer in the left field. He's got an out.
Oh,
that's what we call a whammy.
Champion.
Don't forget later on to get homemade ice cream over at Susie's. After the game.
Yeah. Versatility, you know?
Yeah. I haven't been to a baseball game in so long.
You're missing out, bro.
Dude, I know.
It's fun, man. I know you're not into baseball, but it's good stuff.
I mean, I like baseball because, well, that's what I like about baseball. What I like about baseball is I can go and get food and I can come back. And generally, unless you're the fucking Atlanta Braves and ruin everything in the first quarter or the first inning – and sink it. That's a day. That would be shitty if you went for fucking peanuts and came back and you were like, holy fucking shit. 12, nothing? What the fuck happened?
Dude, I went to get hot dogs and I missed Big Boy throughout the first pitch. So talk about missing.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about when you went, the whole reason why you went.
Big Boy was there.
And did you wear your AT aliens?
Dude, I did. I also, they were sold out. They didn't all sold out. The people were like taking grocery carts full of shit. My son went and got me one of these because he knows that I freaking wanted it.
Dude. It's so
like,
awesome.
You know, I know.
That is cool.
It's the coolest thing ever. But let's talk about this interview. Let's talk about
episode. So in this episode, we interviewed Ryan Shrilla. Shrilla Killa, the comedian. Okay. So, it was a really good, it's a good interview. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. He kind of talks about how he gets his start. You know, he kind of dabbles in a few, you know, we actually learn how close he is to other comedians that are famous, which you got to listen to understand.
Yeah. It's pretty,
it's cool. Pretty awesome. It's kind of cool kind of to hear how he kind of just like got the idea of wanting to do it, goes to a class, ends up being funnier and then just runs with it. You know what I mean? Like, cause I do think comedy is a very, you know, you either have it or you don't. He's a really funny guy. I think they're definitely going to hear that in the interview. But you went to school with him, didn't you? Like, I know he went to FOCO.
So, yes, graduates of Forsyth Central High School, proud Bulldogs.
FOCO.
FOCO. Yeah.
That's Forsyth.
We started
this for Forsyth County.
We started
for all of
I don't
those.
Care what anybody says. Okay. Our PME started the whole FOCO thing.
Yeah. You can go back, listen to all the songs, bro.
Yeah.
It's real.
And everybody's like, that's stupid. You're just trying to be black and you want to be hip hop. And now it's the fucking coolest thing in the world. And everybody loves rap music. We were just ahead of our time.
Only
Kevin.
Black people can put the first two letters with stuff. And
yeah,
that's too hip for y'all.
Yeah. They were just like, it was bullshit. Dude, bullshit. Okay.
Yeah, it really was. But yeah.
We would have been so
Ryan
cool now, though.
Cool
God,
shit,
damn,
bro.
We would have been cool now. Because everybody thinks they're a rapper now.
We're ahead.
I'd like to say we paved the way.
Yeah, I'm sure Martha Stewart's got her own rap album with Snoop dropping soon. Who knows,
dude?
But yeah,
it's either gonna be a mixtape or an OnlyFans.
I'd buy it. I'd check it out. Whoa!
I hope it's
I think Andrew missed that.
I did.
I said or an OnlyFans.
Y'all saw her Sports Illustrated, right?
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's why I said
that. Banging.
Dude.
Wait a second. Martha Stewart was in Sports
Illustrated. Yes, dude. Yes, bro.
Bro.
What?
Yes, dude.
All the boys to the yard, bro. All the boys.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Stewart Garden.
Looking at that, I was like, now I know why she made it out of jail fine. She was fine in jail. She was fine.
Dude, I'm
she was
not okay. even, yeah.
She did
like,
fine in jail.
No yeah. cap, no bro. Cap, like, she.
And now
bro,
I understand why God. Snoop is sniffing around that, dude. I'm actually shocked. Dude, where's Young Gravy?
Isn't she like
sniffing? Where's Young Gravy?
Isn't
he's
like
a dog.
79 and a half. Dog.
Yeah, I thought she was like 80. Like, yeah, she's definitely in her 70s somewhere. But yeah, she's in that ballpark.
He said he's definitely under 70. He's just trying to make. Definitely under 70, so I feel good about this. But yeah,
but I'm pretty sure Snoop's done more than Snoop.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
he's been snooping.
He probably just got her super stoned. Was like, yeah, keep going.
Dude, anything can happen. She's like, oh, we could put this in.
He was probably
cauliflower and
yeah, he was.
She makes a casserole. Oh, God.
Next thing you know, one thing leads to another. Oh man, dude, you know he was probably the one that was like, listen, baby, you got that banging body. I've seen it. You should do Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, he's like, I want a percentage.
For shizzle.
I put you out there.
You know what I mean?
My grizzle.
Yeah.
Grizzle granny.
That's why I said their OnlyFans is gonna start off with her just cooking, and then it's gonna like resort to her cooking in lingerie. It's gonna be like a whole thing. Wait till you see it.
And then it's gonna be like smoke like everywhere. And she's gonna come out in a new suit. We could direct this.
I'm not saying I'm gonna buy it. I'm just saying it comes with OnlyFans.
It comes
with a good.
I might know someone that has an account. Like, just link it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to buy it, but I'm not saying I'm interested. I'm just saying it's there.
Yeah, for sure. So,
but anyway,
it's available.
After this quick commercial break, we're going to jump straight into our interview with Shrilla Killa. I'm excited. I'm excited. Y'all are going to laugh. So, we'll jump into this and we'll catch you guys on the other side of the interview.
Be a gang, what you want to know? Be a gang. Welcome to the show. Be a gang. You ain't heard nothing. Be a gang. Come join the discussion. Be a gang. What you want to know? Be a gang. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast. All right. We got a special guest today, my good buddy Ryan Shrilla. What is up, my dude?
Buddy.
Too long. What is
going on? Decades have passed, man.
I know.
People
man,
are grown, kids, all kinds of things.
Families have started. Yeah, like people might have grandkids that we went to high school with at this point. Who knows?
Don't say that. We're not that old.
I know two grandparents. I know two grandparents in my class.
No,
yeah,
way.
I can't believe it.
Just
kids having kids. No rubbers, nothing. What are you doing living life
reckless
like that?
Pretend I didn't say that. It's
dude.
Insane, dude.
Can you imagine being like in your late 30s, early 40s and having a grandkid?
Dude, 40 is not too old to be a grandparent now. It's a sad thing.
Dude.
Late 30s.
Are you, announcing something, Kevin?
No.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
No.
Dropping
true.
Bombs on us.
No, I just am a first. No. He's a little young. So
yeah.
Why don't you catch us up, man? Like, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, my God. Okay. Dude, life is nuts. I ended up was a lone wolf for a long time in my 20s. And then about 25, dude, I was like, I got to get my poop in a group, as my friend says, and ended up getting on Tinder and met this girl. It was just, we were just messing around. We are now
you swept,
getting
right?
married. Yeah. We both right. Yeah.
Andrew, she up is... top, like above you. He swept right too. So
you're right here.
You guys are nice. Swipers, buddies. Boots and swipers.
Nice.
Here.
Yeah. Justin made me this sign. It says, just because two people swiped right.
They are on sale at rjmcustoms.com. Shameless plug.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Plug.
I mean, I will buy one. She's on vacation with her little, she does a girls trip every year, but yeah, we're getting married in August. So it's coming up.
Awesome, man. Congratulations.
I'm getting married in September.
Oh man.
Look at y'all.
Yeah. We avoided those. We avoided like, it's like just on the end of summer, but just before fall. So hopefully it won't be too hot, but got a house on the lake. Yeah. You know, I have a career in like very boring day job. It's the opposite of my other job, which is comedy. And so I just call people all day.
On,
yeah. It pays way more than comedy. Comedy, I'm eating ramen.
Now, you know, eventually you're going to hit it big.
Maybe. The difference between like my day job and comedy is like, with my day job, I can afford to go to a ramen restaurant. In comedy, I can only afford to buy ramen from the store. You know what I mean?
There's levels. There's levels to this shit.
Yeah, there is. There is.
Hey, man. Both are good. Both are good.
I'll take both.
Don't undersell either one.
Yeah. I've had both, man. I've been up and down and in between. But yes, comedy is what happened in the past couple years. This is how it started. I took a comedy class because April, my fiance, her friend was dating a comic who took this class at the Punchline in Atlanta. And we just went there and just to support, sell tickets. That's part of the business. And I saw 20 comics on this graduation comedy class show. And I swear, I leaned over. I said, I am funnier than 16 of these people. And no offense to them, but, you know, I mean, I've featured for comics. I've interviewed famous comics. So it's got legs. And the week after, the immediate couple days within that week after I took that class, graduated from the class, opened the show, I did an open mic. And then it's off and running, man. Can't Hell stop yeah. me.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So what I do now is I actually have, in addition to like performing comedy, like I do comedy, I host shows, I produce shows around Gainesville, Cumming, Flowery Branch. I run one in Tennessee, hopefully Hell yeah. Florida soon. And in addition to that,
bring it on down.
I actually, dude, I'm
you got a place to stay. You got a place to stay if you're trying in Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah, I live in the current place that you and I haven't seen you. I need to come see you. But if you go to Orlando or to Connecticut, yeah, these two guys,
Beard Gang, their Beard Gang podcast is spread out. We got the whole East Coast.
Nice, good. That's what I'm talking about. Because I'm be down in.
I will tell you, most comics hate Connecticut, but the ones of us in Connecticut that love comedy really love comedy.
Okay.
The ones that are fair weather are nasty.
Okay, so
this is where Connecticut is where Chappelle had his breakdown.
Oh, shit. Oh wow. So I'll sell seven tickets and get seven hecklers. That's kind of how it might be. Someone told me Connecticut.
You're gonna sell eight tickets. One of them is gonna love it, and I'll be there.
But the other seven. It's okay. I'm short. I can dodge glasses and beers and chairs and
She's
shit.
Nimble.
No big deal. Yeah, I am. I'm only 5'5", man. I'm a tiny man.
All right, so
like I'm like if God wrote me into existence, he used like size 6.
I can tell you right now. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, Ryan, you are not talking to like a group of Kareem Abdul-Jabbars. Okay, I'm 5'7", Kevin's 5'8", and Andrew's 5'7".
What? Hold on. Okay. I am
and you're all white.
5'10", okay?
Oh, 5'10". Oh, excuse me, Shaq. My bad.
You got us tall for a second.
Dude. I would give a testicle to give to be 5'10".
I would too. If you don't think I've thought about getting those shoes that make me, there's shoes that'll make me 5'10", bro. They're not expensive. I'll do it.
No joke. I have to get lifts for my wedding for photos.
Oh, dude. So listen. My wife is an inch and a half, 2 inches taller than me. And when we took our wedding photos. The guy who did my wedding photos, we did it on a hill, and we made sure she was downhill, and then he told me to only lean in 20 and make her lean in 80. Yep. So when you want to make sure you look tall, make sure she leans in 80, and you only go 20. Okay, if you go any more than 20, you're going to get short. Real quick.
So yeah,
80-20 is the rule. She goes 80, you go 20 for any picture you take kissing.
Yeah, love it. For sure.
So let me ask you this. All right, so I love comedy. Huge comedy fan. Right now, I was telling the guys, my two favorite comedians right now is Nate Bargatze. I love and Dusty Slay. Dusty Slay probably is my favorite right now. I'm just getting into him like within the past 2 months. There's a bunch of other comics that I really like. Aaron Weber's pretty good. There's Jason. I forgot his last name. Yeah, Aaron. I like Aaron. But Jason, there's another guy, Jason, and he does like crowd work. So he bases everything based on going out there and being like. So like, I don't think he writes anything. Like he has jokes, like maybe premises, but everything's usually based on what's happening right now. And that's the kind of comedy. Like if I did, I think like that. I love talking to people. That's fantastic. But my question for you is,
that's a fun one.
What is your most? If you were to look at your comedy and be looking at it like looking at it on TV, where would you say your influences came from?
Oh man, it's a weird mix of people. It goes, First in mind,
Richard Pryor.
Ray
no, I'm
Romano.
Just kidding. I love Ray. Yeah.
Ray Romano.
Yeah, Ray's yeah. good.
Only
yeah.
I say the N-word more than Richard Pryor. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
no, Ray Romano first off, and then I would say like
nice.
John Mulaney, like how to write a joke and Dude. Write a story. John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Segura.
He's from
John
your neck
Mulaney's,
of the woods, isn't he? Aren't you from Chicago originally?
Yeah, he's from Chicago. He's from Chicago. He's a shy nice. Guy. Yeah, he's a shy town kid. Yeah, he's a good
one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard was John Mulaney, horse in a hospital.
Horse in a hospital is a great one. Even
Dude,
if
oh
pro Trump, anti Trump,
it
doesn't matter. A horse
yeah, doesn't
in a
matter.
Hospital.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's
and he
so
brings
funny.
The horse back because he had a joke where he's like, who let 13-year-olds babysit? Because I was 10. That's like having a horse watch your dog. So
yes.
it just built,
yes,
just
I remember
built
that.
It.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
built it and built it. And then, yeah, it's, yeah. Nate is great. You just listed pretty much three pretty clean comics.
Yeah.
Justin. So those clean yeah. comedy is kind of what I mostly try. I like to, I've learned to foul it up whenever you can. Cause sometimes yeah. I just feel like cursing and sometimes I don't, you know,
oh, I like it. I don't
yeah,
box
yourself
you get
in.
More clean.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about them all being clean that way because like,
yeah, it's just
no.
funny.
Yeah.
They're just funny.
Yeah. And then like,
it shouldn't have a filter.
Yeah.
Comedy
like
just
no,
whatever.
I think I like him because of the point I'm at in my life. Like that's why like I really like Jim Gaffigan too, because like I think it's like the point I'm at in my life.
Relatable.
They're very relatable.
Yes.
Dusty reminds me. Dusty's just funny. Have you listened to Dusty Slade before?
Dusty is actually I'm having a show in Gainesville for Liam Nelson. I don't know if you know Liam Nelson. He's 7 feet tall and he has a condition called Marfan syndrome. And I wrote him in a joke. Like I can only high five his low five. and so I'm doing a charity show for him. He features for Dusty Slay and then he opens for Sam Morril and he does Sam Morril's videography.
Oh, nice.
And so
nice.
You know, I like Dusty because
good,
he's
dude.
Just it's We're just at, natural. Some people got it, man. Some people yeah. got it. When you mix talent and then you learn how to write a good joke,
yep.
oh my god, you can't,
it's natural. He's very natural.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, yeah, he's very natural.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
and my favorite talks. Part is, and my favorite
hey,
part is,
Pat, what's up?
We're having a good time. We're having a good time.
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time here. And the trucker hat.
That's my Dusty Slay impression. Yep. Yep. I know
awesome.
It looks like my hair is attached to this hat. I know.
Dude, you
Thank
sound
you.
Just like him.
Right. Thank you. That's my Dusty Slay impression.
It's good, dude. You sound right. just like him.
Yeah. So I noticed.
Real comedian.
So I noticed in like some of your shows that you're really interactive with the crowd. Is that something that you just kind of like, naturally like picked up or is it,
I love that.
It you just kind of feel out the crowd or it just it's more personal
it's,
like
it's,
you said it's relatable you kind of just you know poke fun at somebody or you know like do you
look,
like feel like you go too hard or you start off you poke them you see what they're
it,
you don't want to piss
it's a lot
off,
there's a
like,
lot to that no that's true I mean I mean I'm 5'5" even if I can fight but I also can
you want some
lose.
Asshole waiting for you in the parking lot
like,
just
Yeah, yeah,
you're
right,
funny
right.
now,
so,
comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
Still gotta go
so
home.
The it always kind of a very good go-to is like, I'm small, I can't win. Somebody walk me to my car, you know that kind of thing. But I'd say crowd work is what the internet wants right now, and part of us as comedians, we can't just throw out a joke for everybody to see because if they want to come see us, they've already heard that joke. If it's a yeah. really good joke, you don't care and you just want to come people in and we'll hear the joke again. And it becomes, I want a good enough joke to where if I release it and someone has heard it and they come see my show, I'd be like, oh, he's telling his.
It's like the first time they heard it because you tell
the
it different.
Machine.
Yeah. Or they're with someone who hasn't heard it and they're like, check this
there
out.
You
oh, you're
going to
love
this
one.
Joke.
Yeah.
I try and use it. But those are always the most organic and fun like that, because
sure.
that's how you someone tell me how do you write a joke? I'm like, well, I started to write jokes how I would just talk with my friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of how you do it. You're an
you're
idiot.
You
know,
a list of knock knocks
you
that you're just. Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of.
I love
play with
I love the art form.
They, Yeah, thank you, thank you. It's a good one. I can't take credit for the whole thing. I just did. I was like, thank you. I know I created.
You know.
No, but I. Pretty good, man. It's fun, dude. It's so fun. And when you start making money at stuff you just do for fun,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah.
So good.
So there's a podcast good. I listen to. It's called Hot Breath. You ever heard
Joel
of Hot
was
Breath?
On my show.
What?
Yeah, he was on.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
dude, no way.
That's dope. I booked Joel for.
That dude is a fucking genius.
He's very funny. He's good at getting you to write a lot of my jokes. I've written with him a lot, and we just bounce off each other.
I just like his idea with the premises and like the way, like the episode I listened to is like how to write a joke. I mean, it was one of the episodes that he was on.
Yeah.
And
he's interviewed everyone. He's interviewed
dude. The one that I listened to the best was what the fuck was his name? He was a sitcom writer. I'll have to go back and look it up. But yeah, he was talking about the art of writing. Like, there's two episodes back to back about
Mike
how to write
Binder.
A sitcom. Yes, yeah, dude, and that just like fucking blew my mind to watch TV that way.
Mike is an old head, as they say, man. He's been around for forever. Yeah. But,
yeah, the comedy realm, dude, is fantastic, dude. That's so awesome that you get to do that.
It's small. It's very small.
It is.
Like,
it is.
I've worked with people that have worked with Kevin Hart. I've worked with people, and it's the degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Not many. It's crazy.
Well, comedy is a tough thing.
T.I. came in, and you just never know what's going to happen. Yeah, T.I. started comedy. It was wild. He had a rocky start, but it was let me tell you, man, because I think he realized that you can't just go up and do whatever you like. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dude, if you ever catch wind of him performing somewhere, you better text us all like a bat signal. I got to see that.
I'll just, I'll sell a laugh, dude. I don't know. Come on, Tip. Yeah. You got this, dude.
Sell that one.
You're the king, man. Come on.
That no one's buying that one, dude. You're going to have to make it better.
Yeah. Not going to work. Try another one.
I swear. I've never jerked off to Tiny. I swear. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No one has.
Dude, nobody has. Jeez.
Hey, that's his cup of tea, bro.
Hey,
and,
that's
you know,
beauty's in the eye, right?
Whatever,
not mine.
Yeah, no judgment here. Yeah. I mean, I'm 5'5" guy with missing teeth, and who gives? Who am I?
Yeah, no shit.
You know? I look like Elf on a Shelfie if he was addicted to Golden Corral. You know, it's like, you know, what am I doing?
So who is your favorite comic? We have to ask, like, who, and I don't want to say right now. I want like the one that you listen to the most as a kid.
My favorite comedian, because this is such a tough question. It's like, you know, you can't really fully answer that, but my favorite comic hands down that I've met, watched, interviewed, been to shows with. He's actually a buddy of mine now, is Sean Patton. Sean Patton
haven't heard
him
yet.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. You need, after this is done, do yourself a favor and go watch his episode of This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central, and you can see it. It's called The Cumin Story. That's what sold me, and he tells these long, elaborate, funny stories. He has comedy albums. I went and saw him. I interviewed him. I actually have an interview show where I take comedians, like local and famous, and then I take him to a restaurant, and then we have a meal, and then we just shoot the shit about comedy and life and food specifically. And then he was on it. We went and grabbed barbecue one day, and it was great.
Awesome.
It was one
What's
of my.
What's the name of your show, Ryan?
It's called Biteworthy. Biteworthy. So, and that's what my comedy production is, Biteworthy Comedy. So,
oh, awesome.
Just kind of, it took me. I shopped that name around for 3 weeks, and then someone just said, "What about this?" I was like, "Love it, done." And so, because it's awesome. Fighting material is like stealing a joke, and the rap. Yeah. In the rap game, the same thing. You bite my bars.
You bite my style, Yeah.
Get by my style. You bit my flow, all that stuff. So it's the same in comedy. That's a cardinal sin, is you don't tell another joke that someone else has or told. But a bite worthy comedian is like, he's the biggest example.
You don't try to.
There have been others. Schumer had it kind of bad. That's half not her fault, but half was. You know, that's like a big thing. And you see what happens with that. You can't steal a joke, bro. I've dropped multiple jokes because it's close to a friend.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, you got comedians working so hard on their craft. Like, I mean, like you said, you respect that art. Like,
and I think that's why crowd work does so good. Because, while if you're smart, you're as a comedian, you're still going to write. You're still going to have written material because you don't want to fill something with dead space. And you have to drive the conversation. But what's good about having people on is it's going to bring something new to every single show, and it's going to bring it's going to bring you new material almost. I mean, it really is. Yep. It's almost like free material.
Mm-hmm. And you almost have a hybrid joke. Like if I have a joke about how I really have six dogs. I have six dogs. They're in right there.
That's
They're
not a
right
joke
in there. Probably shit. No, that's true. dude, Elsa, Addie, Dolly, Balto, Triton, and Marty. Yeah, they're all
Marty. All of them have dog names except Marty. The last one. He's like Marty.
Yeah,
Marty.
We saw him like tied to a neighbor's. Yeah, tied to a neighbor's tree. Like at my fiance's like in-laws or neighbors or whatever. And we're like, it's the first time I was like, I'm taking this. What are you gonna do?
Right.
You know, and they're like, well, I guess nothing. You're like, well, that's right. And I walked a little taller that day. And we took him in. And
5'6".
You can help his name. Yeah, 5'6". That's right. As Birdman says, put some respect on my name.
Yeah. Fuck. So, like, is Marty? Marty just seems like the dog that, like, you walk in and you're like, God damn it, Marty. You know what I mean? Like, Marty, is he that dog?
Yeah. Dude, he peed on our wedding sign.
Fucking Marty. God damn it, Marty.
You told him he couldn't be in the wedding or something? He's like, fuck you.
Right. I'll show you all these other dogs are walking down the aisle. You're the bar, bro. Yeah, you're selling your drinks.
You're going to shit on Marty? Yeah. Watch this.
That's right. Yeah. But so I have a joke about having six dogs and a crowd work thing to open it up or close it is to say, I would ask, like, what kind of dogs do you have? You know, you look like, if someone looks rich, you might, you look like you didn't rescue. You look like you paid the price of a Honda. You know, you just go
you
on.
You got papers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got AKC.
Your dog's registered.
yeah.
Shit came with the
ribbon. If someone looks creepy.
Your dog's in a registry.
Looks creepy, you're like, if someone looks creepy, like, hey, your dog is registered, and so are you. You know, you just go with that. You just, there's so
your dog
many
looks
ways
like it needs
23.
Yeah.
Or the dog is fat, and it's like 64 and more. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah. It's going to take an extra fucking swab, dude.
It's a hybrid. It's to peel behind the curtain.
Yeah.
If it sounds like we did it in the moment, that's good, because sometimes it's true and sometimes it's completely rehearsed.
So there's this new comedian doing that crowd work, and he just did a commercial with Ashton Kutcher. And I just started seeing this guy on my newsfeed. I forgot his name, but he does is crowd work. And I can't get
Describe
the guy.
Him. Is he fat?
No. This dude looks like, I'm not gay, but the dude's good looking. Very fucking good looking. Just a fucking fact. Oh, he's a pretty
handsome
boy.
Man.
Is he young?
Yeah, he looks
Everybody
like a child.
Matt Rife.
Yeah, that guy. And so, like,
guys, okay. So I've seen this guy. I've seen this guy.
Me
all
too.
Guys,
all of a sudden,
all going, the women in my Facebook feed are like, "Oh my god, I'm going to see Matt Rife." Like, none of you ladies ever cared about
until right now.
Right now, let me look this up, and then I saw him.
And we're the pigs.
Yeah, right. No, they're like, "Well, we're in it because it's funny." Bullshit. Okay, bullshit.
Yeah,
because
guys, we get shit. We're like, oh, look at that girl.
I see the girls,
you know,
bringing
fat ass or something.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Dude. They say worse things. They're like, I would suck the soul out of him. I'm like, Jesus, you barbarian. What are you doing?
Some girl brought him a t-shirt. Down. Yeah, some girl brought him a t-shirt that said, "All I got in Michigan was this shirt and a blowjob."
Whoa.
She's bringing him also cookies. They were bringing him cookies. And that's what I said. I'm like stuck seeing this dude because I can't. It just shows up on my newsfeed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because he's got a comedy thing coming out. And like, so he's paying for whatever to push out.
He's on tour right now. Okay. So he's on tour right now. He's a social marketing, like, brilliant because he's young. He knows.
Yeah. I don't know
how to do. I'll have. I posted a clip and it's like, it'll do, I don't know, 2,000 views. I don't know, something small. And then the next one will be like 17. I don't know how to work it.
14 or me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Appreciate that. You're just not pooping, taking a shit, looking at my crap.
Well, what I did is what happens is the reel replays and I just set my phone down. I was taking a shit. And when I came back to it, it was still going.
That's love right there.
I'm just kidding.
The repeat reel.
Appreciate that. I'm gonna send you my special when it comes out and just get those views up.
Dude, but that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do though. It's a game. And honestly, and I'm not saying I don't like the guy. I haven't sat down and watched his comedy. I don't really know. But what's funny is
he's good. He's funny. Legit funny.
But isn't it funny though how the marketing scheme makes me not like him?
Oh yeah.
Because I'm fucking annoyed. I'm like, dude, stop. I haven't liked any of it. I haven't thumbs up it, hearted it. He just keeps showing up. And then I'm thinking it's him. It's somebody else sharing it or repeating a reel. Or I'm like, dude, enough.
Yeah, he's like coronavirus if he fucked like Urban Outfitters. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, it's everywhere. You can't it's get everywhere. Away from it. And it's
but,
also hot.
But, yeah.
To the thing that he's I thought so hot. Of, like, the first time I saw him. Well, the first thing I thought of was like, well, comedians are one of two things. They either had an atrocious childhood or they're fat and ugly. And I was like, so he must have been beaten to fuck.
Yeah, dude,
kid.
I would be crazy.
Jesus Christ.
The short end of the stick.
Like,
not in the face. Yeah. I can tell you that. Not in the face.
Yeah.
He was not beaten in the face.
He was a weird kid, and he probably, And or it's weird. You know, there's this weird thing. If you ever watch Kill Tony, Tony Hinchcliffe is so brilliant, and he'll be like, your parents are together, right? And he's like, yes, they've been married for 50 years or whatever the fuck it is. And he's like, I knew it. I can always tell. He seems like, but there's this weird thing that when you grow up as like a two parent and your parents love each other and you have no dysfunction, it skews your reality. And then once you get out there, you seem like the weird kid. And then there's something happens. There's, I don't know.
Unless
my dad's gone. I don't know my dad.
Unless you get into the dark arts.
I'm right. Yeah. Let's go to the dark
because
arts.
Look, dude, you can have the best childhood in the world, but once you mix fucking roll, you know, once you start rolling and doing cocaine off people's butts. Okay.
That's you're downhill.
Comedy comes real quick.
Yeah. That's why I only do coke off of dicks.
Boom. Yeah. Only way. Yeah, and the only way to get good material.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you want good material. Dude, when they talk about blood, sweat, and tears, that's part of the blood, sweat, and tears.
There's only two things to remember. Just write smart and coked up orgies. That's it. That's all you
usually.
Got
This is the cliff notes right there. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's it. That's my big secret.
Yeah. If you live in a good household, that's all you got is cocaine casual encounters on Craigslist.
Look at this. Kev look like fucking white Ray Charles over here.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
Yeah. This is my thing.
That's his thing.
This is what I do. Yeah.
So when you look at our logo, when you look at our logo, he's the guy that always has glasses on. He's the can't see guy. So if you notice our logo,
he's like.
The character.
I would say like a Viking had sex with Stevie Wonder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, that would be the sexiest looking baby ever.
If Stevie Wonder was in How to Train Your Dragon.
Right? He's like, I wonder how the Bengals are doing this year.
Love it.
He's probably glad he can't see.
You're
good. Yeah, you're fine.
Not a thing. Yeah, we'll be okay.
I'm a Bears fan, so
that's gonna be rough too, man. The Bears.
So where? Okay,
my first jersey was an Eric Kramer jersey. That shows you how hard I am.
Wow. Yeah.
So where in Chicago did you live? Did you live like in the city?
Born No, no, no. Outside, born in Maywood, lived in Lombard, Wheaton, Carroll Stream, bunch of. Then I would go to the city as a kid, and then move.
My favorite
when I was
city,
10, but
my favorite city, bro.
It's dangerous but clean.
So good, food best food
is
ever.
Pretty much unmatched. Yeah, there's so many fat fucks in
definitely a tourist.
Hold on, let me see how well he knows his city. All right, the best burger that I've ever had in my whole entire life was in Chicago. At a place called Acheval.
You had the Acheval burger?
Yes, dude. Fuck yeah. Right across the street from the Girl and the Goat. That motherfucking burger was handcrafted by men, like by real men who love to make food. The fucking bacon.
Men with beards.
Dude, that shit, if you didn't have a beard, you have a burger when you eat there with the egg and the bacon. Yeah. The bacon, I could have took a tape measure out. It was 3/4 inch thick.
Woo.
I mean,
when is not considered,
dude?
Bacon?
It's basically when you look back and it and the pork ham belly. Takes a look at it's ham. It's ham.
Oh yeah,
it's ham.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, bam, the best burger. And then
bacon ham. Bam.
And
bam.
Then I'm trying to remember the name of the Italian restaurant I went to, but I had it's a tapas place where you just kind of order like small dishes. But it's
a topless place.
No, tapas.
What kind of restaurant is it? Okay.
Tapas. Yeah.
You know, it's one of them Italian restaurants that's topless.
Italian, that's how you
Italian.
Believe me, you wouldn't want a topless
Love
Italian.
You were sleeping on that. A strip club with some good Italian food, dude. I'm telling you, dude. People are missing
the Italian. The name of it is not coming to my head, but when I think of it, but it was, I had duck prosciutto for the first time ever.
Oh, fancy.
That sounds good.
Most people can't even say that.
And then I went to not Uno's, but Duo. What is it called? And I got a deep dish. Dose. Yeah, Dose. I think it's called Dose. It's like.
I don't know.
I remember the name of it, but it's like the.
Yeah, Duo.
There's like two of them in Chicago. Yeah, Duo. Yeah, but they argue about who was the first one.
Oh,
yeah.
One of those.
But I ordered a pizza. It took 45 minutes. 45 minutes. I'm going to tell you this story.
Yeah.
So it took. Well, it's a deep dish, bro. I mean, that shit just doesn't happen overnight.
Really deep.
Okay. Well, actually, it does happen. It only happens in 45 minutes. So. But anyways, so we don't – it's me and my buddy. We get a deep dish. It only comes in one size, which is fucking huge. And so we eat like two slices, meaning I eat one and he eats one. And it's because it's so fucking deep. We're stuffed. So I take the pizza with me. So listen to this story. I take this pizza with me. And I'm embarrassed to say this. So there's a homeless guy, my buddy Scott, who hopefully listened to this episode, will chime in at some point. But we're walking across the street and there's this homeless guy and he's like, "You got any food?" And I'm holding this fucking pizza. And Scott looks at me and he's like, "Give it to him." And I'm like, because, you know, it was a company thing. So the company paid for it. It wasn't like it was mine. But I gave it to him. And then like we got like 3 steps away and Scott's like, "Are you disappointed?" I was like, "Yeah, dude, I was going to eat that in the hotel room."
Do you like kind of have like a tug of war with him? Like,
I was so disappointed. And I really was, dude. I was hard. Cause pizza only gets better when it hangs out a little bit, especially something with that much sauce. So needless to say, shout out to that homeless guy. I hope he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I should have just gave him a slice.
That is depressing because he has access to that pizza.
He does. I was going to say, he probably sits.
And you don't.
Yeah, that's probably like his 5th pizza that day. That motherfucker. See, I had a right to be mad.
Yeah.
Scott guilted me. Yeah.
You had a right to be mad.
Scott guilted me into it.
He's got, like, you know how they have the Game of Thrones? He's just pizza boxes, you know? He just sits on a throne of pizza boxes.
In some back alley.
Look at this. Yeah. On the Game of Pizza, you either cheese or you die. You know, those homeless. I carry a little bit of cash every so often. Do what?
I said all the other homeless men hail him because he comes with pizza.
Hail him.
Like, he's the pizza.
Hail homeless man pizza.
After he was done with me, he walked back in the alley and he's like, "I bring you another pizza."
Yeah, there was a homeless guy down in Atlanta because there's a road called Edgewood Avenue in Atlanta. And I had same scenario, just finished. I had leftovers and I just got done with an interview and I was like, "I'm not really that hungry and I don't really want to take this home." This guy rolling up, he goes, "Hey man, you got any money?" I said, "Oh no, I have this whole, you know, it's like a whole burger basically." in because I didn't really, it had appetizers and all this stuff. And I was like, I don't really want this. You want to take it? He goes, no, man, I don't need food. I have plenty of food. I need a beer. I was like, fuck. At least he's that's good. Why.
At least he's being honest. Why don't you go yeah, that's trade this in? Yeah. This motherfucker and said, I don't want food. Well, bitch, back up yeah, then. Well,
yeah, dude, then roll on. Homeless people got a wheelchair. More specific. I
should have fucking pushed him.
Yeah. Pushed him?
Just yeah, pushed him.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. Pull his brakes. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
I know why you're homeless. It's your attitude, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's, yeah. That's, yeah.
Did you eat the burger later?
I like the old school ones. No, I threw it away out of spite.
Yeah, fuck like, this fuck guy. Fuck he fuck said, you know what? In front yeah, of him. In front he of just him. Fucking threw it.
Yeah. Dropped it. No,
dude, fuck this dude.
No, what? No, that, no, that'd be in a viral clip. You know, white guy, you know, hate crimes, disabled guy with assault. Burger. You know, like, yeah, I can't do that. I can't have that. Can't dude, get canceled so before viral. I start. Yeah, maybe I should. Dude, maybe dude, I should. There's so way, many. Man. There's so many viral moments in comedy, like the slap. The slap, that Oscar slap, buddy, made that yeah. made Chris Rock special that much better. He waited oh, a year. Oh,
yeah. Like, yeah.
Watch this. Yeah. Bam.
That was so good. Oh, it was good.
Perfect. And then
the fact he waited.
Yes,
the fact
yes. he waited. And then perfect. There was this one comedian named Johnny Mitchell. Johnny Mitchell is, he's known, he has a lot of material about prison because he was a drug dealer for a long time, sold drugs, worked his way up, worked with cartels, got busted, did time in a federal prison, and jeez. Then he got out, started doing comedy, and he has like jokes about, you know, how he knew this guy, and he's like, why you, he's racist guy, Aryan Brotherhood guy, and he, Johnny's like 6'4", tall dude, likes to play basketball, so he's playing basketball with, you know, the black inmates, and it's just he has a whole lot of material on that. He actually did a show in, I think it was like Oakland. I think it was Oakland or is either his Nevada show, like a Las Vegas show, or Oakland. And it was like this really like seedy place. And this guy was like, he called this guy in the crowd a snitch. And dude, this guy was not having it. And this guy. Went to go and he like this is Sparta, kick him in the chest. It was nuts. Fucking nuts. The craziest thing that's happened to me on stage is nothing physical, nothing crazy. I had I was doing the show. I'd say the craziest thing happened a couple weeks ago. I was doing a show incoming, and this Forsyth County, if you don't know, Forsyth County, it's really oh, only cool. known for three things. Yeah, yeah. FOCO is really.
I graduated from Forsyth County, from South Forsyth.
Okay, so you had graduated. Money.
My wife, good. my wife went to Central. She's Ryan. Do you ever know Robin Remington?
Robin Remington. That's I'm gonna wife. Look her up. Yeah, after
she went.
This.
She went to Central. She knows crazy. You. She knows you.
Oh, that's crazy. Cut this short. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's like, I'm just kidding.
What she told me, which brings me to my ending. You motherfucker. Right. No, I'm just kidding.
So I did a show, and you know, really only great public schools, beautiful yep. Lake Lanier, mm-hmm. and the KKK. Yep. I only like two out of those three things.
It's up to you to guess.
I hate the lake. I hate the lake. No, I'm just kidding. But I did a show there, and the headliner, when the headlining feature comic, is an openly gay, very like bear. He's a very bear guy. And so, great beard.
Like gray, hold on.
But he's
hold
older. On.
Did you nice. Say like bear?
Bear. Like a bear.
Like a grizzly.
Like it's a type of
gay. Oh, yeah. Like a bear. Grizzly bear. Yeah, like yeah, I know, dude. Yeah, if I was gay, I'd be yeah, a grizzly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The type of absolutely. Gay.
Yes.
I'd absolutely be a grizzly yes. bear. I respect yes. for them. Those are my favorite gays. It's the grizzly bears. They really
all
are.
Be bears.
Yeah. And they wear like dirty yeah. shirts and shit. What are they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I did, he performed. He performed, and this guy walked up to me and was like, hey, he's killing the room. I said, oh, I'm glad you think he's doing well. And he goes, no, he's offending people. And he's just talking to me one-on-one. I know, my bad. So I was talking to me one-on-one, and then
fix this.
I was like, oh, thank you for your feedback. I appreciate it. That's noted. Very diplomatic, very like, you know, not saying he's right or wrong or anything, but just like, hey, I appreciate just listening to drunk people and sending them out on their way. He goes back to his seat. He did a 30-minute set, and at minute I gave him the light at minute 25, and this was at like minute, I don't know, 28 or whatever. This guy just stands up and in the middle of the show just screams, "Stop!" Like interrupted the whole show. "You're offending everybody. We hate this," and just goes on. And I'm like, "Bro, you need to go. You need to go." And I started pushing him. Like pushing him. And, you know, so he's like, "No, we hate this. You can't come around here and defend our county, blah, blah, blah." And I try to push him towards security so he can handle it. And
all the wee follow him when he left? Did all the wee people that he was standing up for, all the people?
Like, that's what he did. To answer your question, he took a poll. That's not he is gay, but he didn't take it. But he took a poll of the room. Is like, hey, if you don't think I'm funny,
I got that.
If you don't think I'm funny, clap. And like maybe four or five people, maybe six people clapped. And then he goes, if you think I'm funny, clap. Dude, the whole room erupted in like applause. He goes, I'm just going to end on applause. And voila. And that was like, that was a crazy thing.
Like, okay, I guess my step's up now.
And that was me. And that was the last thing that happened. And I was hosting that night. So I had to go up and be like, all right, what a great show.
Everybody's still having a good time.
Right. So I came up with a line that was like, look, Ian is what happens when you come out of the closet. That guy is what happens when you stay in.
Nice. Nice.
That guy's at the fucking door, like in fucking old school. We're going streaking. Who's coming with me? He's like, they're all coming. Yeah, everybody's coming. Yeah. He's like, I swear they're coming. He's halfway KFC down. Open. Dude, can I guess where this was? Was this at Cuckoo's Nest?
There is no Cuckoo's Nest. It doesn't exist for like.
All right, hold on. Was this at the Ridge or was it the Ridge?
The Ridge, dude.
Ain't nobody doing comedy.
No, dude.
Dude, some comedy hour.
No, I would have to.
You'd have to bump Elvis. You know you'd have to jokes bump I would Elvis, have to dude. Tell. You have to bump Elvis.
No, yeah, I would have to tell like jokes about AARP and fucking. Everybody's like Johnny's Hideaway of
everybody's
County.
Everybody's backs hurting, right? Everybody, can I get a round of applause for who's back?
Oh yeah. Boy.
It's
boy,
an my, old crowd. You know,
well, I can tell you right now.
I hate my.
You could hit up the Ridge. It's your set could start at about 4:30, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Comedy daylight.
You can still have the rest of your night.
You can hit the rest of your three night. More shows.
Yeah. You could definitely hit three more
it
shows.
It wasn't at the Ridge. It was they actually opened up a Rosati's Pizza in Cumming a couple years ago, and Rosati's is a chain in Illinois. It's one in Wisconsin or whatever, but they hold it there, and they just built this whole like side patio.
Is it downtown
stage thing?
Where in Cumming is it? I'm just curious.
Oh, you know this. It's right where Norman's Landing was.
No way.
Yeah, I know where you're talking
Norman's
about.
Norman's Landing is no
right
longer
right behind
there.
The T-Mobile.
Yeah,
if we could take a moment of silence for Norman's Landing, please. Okay. Thank you. Man, that place.
Yeah. So I did. Norman's Landing was my wild time. I won Employee of the Year.
That's awesome.
Twice.
You worked there?
Nice, dude. You still got that plaque?
I worked there. Front of the house. Hold on. This is wild. I worked front of the house, and then I worked back of the house. I had sex with multiple people's wives.
Holy
it was
shit.
Out of control.
This is awesome.
It was.
Oh, God.
It's like that movie, Waiting.
From the
like,
ages,
every bit of it?
Dude, it was I was Ryan Reynolds in Waiting There. And so I worked there from 15 till I was about
and then you're also by the dumpster, like doing freestyle in between? 22? The Andy Malinakis.
I would drink, I would do drugs, and then I would go wake up for finals. Like it was out of control. The wildest place. Yeah, but it was anyway. That's where that is, and it's nuts.
The
yeah.
wildest place.
Bill's wife is actually Andrew.
The, the wildest place. Norman's Landing.
Yeah.
The place called Norman's. The wildest. Yeah, place. That's where we lived. I'm just saying. We grew up during when Cumming was so much better. When Cumming was Cumming was so much better when we were kids. Man, it's trash now.
I saw it all. I saw it all grow. Dude. Now it's basically Alpharetta.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you.
You guys do realize.
Go ahead.
You guys do realize you come from a place that everybody else in the country makes fun of.
I don't come from there.
Like,
I'm born in Connecticut. Born in Connecticut. And then I lived. Then I lived in Florida for seven years. Then I did 20 in Georgia, and now I'm back in Florida again.
You sound like you're doing prison time. I did 20.
Yeah, that's what I said. I did 20.
You know, I've been a stint in Georgia once.
Dude, best prison ever. The food was
wild.
But
It's a wild state. Like it has so much to offer and then so much to make fun of at the same time.
Yes, it's so
Connecticut.
Good.
You know what they say about Connecticut is that it's just a highway. It's not even a state. It's just a highway.
Boston,
you're just getting through to the next one.
It is.
Sad place that nobody wants to be there. They're just there. That's what people
call it home.
Everybody complains who's here.
Right,
we all say we want to leave.
Exactly right.
We all say we want to leave. Nobody fucking leaves.
And
they're just there. Because it's also great. Because it's also great because we're between Boston and New York and we don't have to deal with it.
That's rough. Yeah.
So but no, I mean, like, you don't have to like look at Atlanta. Atlanta's not as big as Boston and New York, and still, like, how badly do you hate?
Do
going
you need
into
to go check
city?
On that?
It sucks. No, I just hear him barking like a bunch of retards.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure in a minute you're not like, well, there's a robber in the house, but let's finish this up. I don't want to. Ryan Shrill is like the nicest guy in the world. He's like, again, he won't come off. He's getting robbed, but he doesn't want to cut the podcast short.
You know, I had a commitment. Hey, so.
Dogs are going apeshit.
No, I have guns. I have guns. I have many guns. I have more guns than I should.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
More guns than dogs?
You, man. Yeah.
And
or is it equal?
He's counting dogs right now.
Dog? No. Marty kicked it over.
Dude.
Oh,
he's got a gun
okay.
He's got a gun for every dog. He's got a gun for every dog.
What about you, Andrew? Andrew.
I have two more guns.
I have one more gun than dogs.
All right.
That's way to be, man. That's
I
way
have
to be.
Two more guns than dogs. No, dogs than guns.
Dogs than guns.
Shoot off dogs. Yep.
Dude, he takes his fucking dog and he's like, fucking get out of the house.
She can let it off.
I will throw Ruthie at you right now.
Yeah, dude.
Get the fuck out. Well, dude, we appreciate you coming on. Before we
end
this.
What am I supposed to do about this? Yeah.
Yeah, do you think if you had a beard, it would help or hurt your career? Do you think, like, people, like, do you think that's, like, holding you back a little bit? Or do you think people wouldn't take you as serious?
Dude, I think I would look like if a Lord of the Rings dwarf fucked a hobbit if I grew a beard. Like it wouldn't look right. So
really, I gotta see that.
God gave me this baby face, and this is all I get. I get.
Yeah, so you don't shave it all. That's exactly as much as it'll go.
But this I haven't
shaved since you were what 17.
I shaved this. Yeah, this when I grow this, I just look like a Mexican pedophile. So I don't do that.
I was gonna ask you, can you get a mustache?
Nothing here. I have 60% of a mustache that can grow, but this is all I get. Yeah, I haven't shaved in.
You need to take a selfie. You need to take a selfie of yourself and send it to Kevin so we can beard you.
Yeah,
we'll let you know what you look like with a beard, and then we'll take
a
poll.
We'll do that.
We'll take a poll. We'll ask the people. Do you think this will help his comedy?
Who do you want to hear? Man.
Who do I want to beard?
Yeah. We do this segment, so I don't know if Kevin explained it to you, but. Just a background while you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
We do this thing with our guests where we have them beard somebody that is not bearded. And then through technology, clip art, we work diligently, clip art, to make sure that the
Stop
beard looks very realistic.
Secrets.
clip art, and we beard them for everybody's viewing pleasure. We're gonna beard you because that's I want to beard. I'm calling Ryan. I'm calling beard.
I appreciate that.
It can be Marty.
Oh, hold on, real quick while you're thinking about it. I asked Kevin when we first. I was like, Ryan Shrilla Killa. Was Shrilla Killa your nickname?
I had a principal that called me Shrilla from Manila, the Lady Killa. That was a cool nickname.
That's way cooler than me just saying Shrilla.
You know, in high school, everyone called you by your last names. You were all last names. I was Shrilla. I was Lockery.
It's a cool last name. He's Marino.
O'Bright's up in the.
Yeah, what was with that? Did people call you by your last name too, Andrew?
Yeah,
it's
much.
So funny.
I mean,
I think for me and you, Kevin. Class, yeah, but you know? I think for me and you, Kevin, like it was because me and you played football, and I'm pretty sure it's because me and you played football, and that's why I called everybody by their last name.
It's just what we did.
Marino,
we
run laps.
Called everybody by our last
Marino,
name.
Marino, you're doing fire drills. Marino, no, get the fuck up there. Get your head down, Marino.
Get taller. You
fucking suck.
Yeah, dude. I tried to play
with that attitude.
Yeah, dude. I tried to play receiver and corner with shitty ankles and really short. So.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's.
And then as soon as I found sweet Mary Jane, I was like, you know what? Football's dumb. Running's dumb.
So yeah, stupid. I would put you at safety, the shortest person at safety.
I was safety. I was first string. I mean, in freshman year, I was first string safety. And then once I had a freshman year, I never played first string again because I found.
I look like I'm coaching right now.
Right now, headset.
No. You actually look like you actually look like with that. Yeah, you actually look like you're announcing. Pac-10.
Yeah, Marina goes back and goes down fast there. I would beard. That's a good question. I would beard. Could it be like anybody, celebrity, anything?
Dude, anybody.
Yeah. I told you, you can beard Marty if you want. Fuck.
Dude, let's do this.
I don't even know him, and I love him.
Let's beard. There's two people I want to beard.
Go ahead.
Two beards. All
right.
One male, one female. Oh, female.
Yeah. Dude, we bearded Condoleezza Rice. Oh, so Beyonce?
Oh, my God.
Beyonce. I want to see how many hardcore fans.
Hell yes.
The Queen Bee.
It's
Queen
about time. Now. It's about time.
Queen Bee. Beard.
Male. This is I'm gonna write history right now.
Let's go.
The drummer from ZZ Top. He doesn't have a beard. You know what his name is?
I didn't know that.
Frank Beard.
Oh, no.
Real.
What?
What?
And he's part of ZZ Top. Beard. His name is Frank have a beard. I don't understand.
Best.
Dude, I just want to go to this guy.
Beard
house.
The unbearded ever.
Yeah, that is great.
That is
really
good.
But let me ask you this. Could he just not fucking grow it? We got to look this up. Could this dude just not grow it?
He might have a baby face or anything. I don't know.
Ryan, you want to know what the most common thing that's said to a bearded person such as myself who has, I mean,
it's okay.
I have a substantial beardish.
How long did it take you to grow?
ZZ Top. Every day.
Yeah.
6 years. Every day, ZZ Top. So this is blowing my mind.
6 years? I haven't shaved since 2016. What the fuck is going on?
This is why you have me on, man.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you got something. I'm going to say, shut the fuck up, quit complaining. You can grow a beard. You're fine.
That's true.
God loves you. Me, no. I'm short. I can't grow a beard.
I don't know.
My dick is small.
Right.
Yeah. What am I doing?
Look at that.
Dude, that's going to go at the end. That's going at the end.
I do have.
Look at Kevin's
full head of hair. A full head of hair, though.
Yeah.
You do. What are you wearing a hat for, dude?
Just to piss everybody off.
And it's still really dark.
I'm dying with a full head. Yep. That's right. Right. I got something.
That's awesome, bro.
Got to bring some to the table.
If we smush us all together, if we smush all four of us together, we'd be one good-looking motherfucking dude.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
dude. But it would take all four of us.
We would fuck the internet up, dude. We got AI. AI has got to come. We're going to have to take pictures of all of us and shove it into some sort of AI because that would be the sexiest motherfucker. I promise.
Make a little bearded baby.
His hair, Andrew's beard, my beard color, Kevin's glasses.
I know, right?
We can.
Me and Kevin kind of look alike, don't you think? Dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
We would only be able to fuck bearded Beyonce. Yeah, we're both white. We're both bald.
I
was about to say you're both white bald guys with beards. Huh. Like what the fuck? It's it's like saying, yeah.
Then why did everywhere me and him win? Guys. Everywhere we went, somebody's
this
like,
is
"Yo,
a fact.
Oh, you guys are brothers, right?
Brothers?
Oh, you guys brothers? Oh, it's cute. You two guys brothers hanging out?
The brother of the bearded fraternity. No. Okay.
It got so bad that me and Kevin just started lying to people. We're like, "Yep, he's my fucking brother."
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, shut up. Change the
channel. I'd have taken it further. Like, I'd have been like, he's my boyfriend. Be like, wait, I'd just go with it. Just run with it.
Or I should have just, like, or I could have just.
Yeah.
Or just go the other direction and be like, you son of a bitch. I fucking hate this guy.
My brother died. It's like,
just, I don't even know this
guy killed him.
Yeah, just mess with you. Fuck it.
This guy did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Plot twist.
And you know what? I found out I was at his trial, and now we're friends. Like, fuck, dude.
We have a lot of
crazy story. Yeah.
And we're partners.
Yeah. You see my sister.
Third plot
twist. She did.
Third plot twist.
We should have walked around with more scripts.
All right, dude.
That's comedy. You got to be off the cuff like that. Yeah. That's it. I like this. If I don't win, if there's not a Beard the Unbearded Award and I don't take gold,
we're going to listen to this. Listen to this. Now that you say that, we're going to take all of our guests because we got a lot of good guests. So we had, I don't know if you saw our last or listened to our last episode, but we had Nas, big YouTube guy, big in the vape industry, does a lot of podcasts and stuff too. We just had him last. That's the episode that just aired. We've got you. And then we've got Benjamin C. Fields, who is owner and producer of with Free Barabbas Records. Free Barabbas Records. So they're a record label.
No way.
And then after him, on the 22nd, we have Moses Mitchell, who's on tour right now with Jelly Roll. We have him on the 22nd. So we've got some awesome guests. So So yeah, I mean, dude,
keep bumping out.
We're trying, dude. Look, dude, we just want to have, and like, look, I don't care if 18,000 people listen to this or six. We look at it as a chance for me, Kevin, and Andrew, because we all grew up with each other. Like, obviously, I don't know if you know, Andrew's my cousin, so we're blood related.
Oh, okay, word.
I've known Kevin since we met on the football field when I was 15 years old. So I mean, we're all family. And so we look at it as a chance for us to get together at least once a week and chat. And we're lucky enough to have awesome guests who want to be on. And we just get to like talk about them. Like I like to learn about people.
And the 1.2 million people that listen every
week.
It is
nice. Yeah. Having a
hell yeah, bro.
Is great. So now that it's the end, we'll stop talking and we're going to give you the last minute to go ahead and plug anything you've got coming up. Because I see you've got a lot of stuff coming up. So just plug away.
How far are you going? Out of state going? Just Tennessee and Florida?
This is Ryan Shrill Comedy. Can't focus on that.
Yeah,
but
take a picture of that so that we can put it.
Send me a picture of it and I'll post it.
Yeah,
more clear. Yeah.
RyanShrillComedy.com. I produce comedy, run comedy. I'm opening another couple venues in coming. I'm partnering with two comics that book shows around OTP comedy. I'm basically taking over comedy. I want to have a comedy club in 5 years. Bite worthy. Please check that out. And that's pretty much all I got. Comedy and interviews. I might be getting Paul Verzi this weekend. So
do you have a podcast?
Where's your Ray. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually a YouTube show. So I decided to do YouTube format and I was like, I just want to put that out there so people can watch it. And
that's on your site.
We're not comics, but
yeah, dude, I'd be more than happy to do that. Do what, Justin?
All that's on your site.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
RyanShrillComedy.com has everything. So.
All right. Well, if you guys,
did you say you have a special coming out?
Yeah. I don't know. They're not, my jokes aren't very special. So they're funny, but give me. I'll have you have me on in 2 years, and I might have something.
Dude, we're gonna have you on
right, 2 years from today. Yeah. Let's put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. When you make it, don't forget us little guys, okay?
Yeah, man.
Well, that's why I'm saying we got to book
it. Yeah, dude, I'll send
you can have your pick of all the ladies, all the chuckle fuckers. If you get divorced, you'll be divorced by that time. All of you will. Or if you're not single, you still be single. You're fine. Your guys will be fine. Come hang out in my green room. I'll have champagne and fucking Moet. Oh, yeah. And we'll be...
I don't know, singing Wu-Tang and fucking
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, yeah, man. And we'll have you on again, dude, for sure. I like having people that we get to laugh with. A lot of times we do interviews and we're like,
good. Well,
we try to make it like, you know, uniform, but it's nice to be able to just chat and laugh, dude.
Make it natural, make it fun. That's what life is about. Life is serious enough and we want to laugh. You know?
All right. You guys are
good.
We really appreciate it. Beard Gang Nation, you guys know where to find him. It's Ryan Shrilla Comedy. And it's called, what is it? You said One Bite or Bite?
Bite Worthy Comedy.
Okay. Everybody remember that. Get it ingrained in your head. It'll be a household name. Bite Comedy. I can't wait for Bite Comedy TV. I can't wait for Bite Comedy. the joints and stand up comedy joints in Orlando.
We're gonna buy the shirts.
So y'all be looking for Ryan
merch
Shriller.
Coming soon. Merch is coming soon.
Perfect. Good plug.
All right. So all right. Well, guys, after this quick break, when we come back, we will talk about next week's episode.
Come at me direct. Thought there was some beef, I laid that beef to rest. Bring it on, bruh. Bring it on. Like a chick flick. You don't want none. All this. I do a death spot just to show you that I'm about it. Nobody won't warm you up. Run out surrounded. Energizing. Never lost hunger. Let me say you had to advertise. Rain a dance move. So why you stepping me? Handle up. Now you want to be your extra, please.
Welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast. So that was a pretty awesome interview, guys.
Dude, he's funny.
I don't know if there was a couple points we stopped laughing, but I mean, I'm pretty sure we laughed the whole fucking episode.
Yeah, I need to. I can't wait to see him. I gotta go see him when he comes down to Florida. He's supposed to be in Tampa.
St. Petersburg or St. Pete
Beach.
Did he say?
Yeah, St. Petersburg.
Ah, there you go. See?
He's going to be down in St. Pete.
St. Pete.
Catch him in St. Pete.
We found out how close he was to Kevin Hart. Like, not like in proximity. Like he could pick up a phone and call two people.
It is.
Maybe he could reach out and touch him.
It is, dude. And it's like crazy. That's crazy. It's crazy to think that, like, I think he should do that and get him on the cast. No, I'm just playing.
Dude, I mean.
Dude. That'd be awesome.
Everyone's a few calls away.
Everybody, dude. Well, it just shows you, like, as you get older, I feel like your world does it, like, as we're all in our late 30s. So as we're getting into our late 30s, do you feel like the world's shrinking? Like, I'm a lot closer. I feel like I'm a lot closer than, like, to the people I thought I'd never be.
You just think that there's so much depth in the world, and it's not. Yeah,
it just starts shrinking.
Think.
Yeah. Or just like, are the people we're friends with actually start doing shit?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's just like,
remember how we were talking about, like, how I have a friend of a friend that's Travis Pastrana's friend.
We're so into that.
I actually just met another guy the other day who used to race in Nitro Circus with Pastrana.
Oh my! Well, what? Can he get a hold of him? Because we've been, dude, come on. I don't think you understand. Is it episode two or three? Episode two or three. We've been talking about Travis Pastrana since then,
dude.
And we've always wanted to, like, have him on the cast and all of us eat pastrami sandwiches while having a meeting with Travis Pastrana.
How fucking sick would that be?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just to get him on the fucking show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
In general,
yeah.
But, like, if we pitch it to him, like, yo, we're going to eat
pastrami sandwiches. It's like a thing.
Speaking of which, Shrilla has got a show on YouTube called Bite Worthy.
Oh, yeah, we got to check it out.
Sound and has meals with people, too.
So, yeah, he does. And some notably. With some notable people, too.
Yeah, you got to, like, check out the whole thing.
No, it's exciting. It's exciting, man. So, and I know that we've got some other stuff coming up that's pretty cool. We're gonna have some new segments, and some new episodes. And I know we've got Moses coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be our next interview. Yes. So yeah, man, I'm excited. Oh, yeah. Before I get off topic of Ryan, that interview was great. Do you I know he said he's got some dates coming up. What are some days
he's
got coming up?
He is going to be at the Branch House Tavern.
Branch House Tavern.
On Sunday.
Where's that? In Georgia?
Sunday, the 25th. It is in Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Nice.
For all of my Georgians. Georgia or folks. Anybody that wants to travel. You know, maybe you're in Tennessee. Maybe you're in Florida.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. You know? It'll be worth
like,
the trip.
You're like, you know what? I want to take a trip to Flowery Branch this weekend. I don't know why you would, but I mean,
only,
if you are.
Look, let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me tell you something about Flowery Branch. The only reason why you're going to Flowery Branch right now is to see Ryan Schrillo. Okay? Because
that's what I'm saying. So it's like.
He's probably the best thing to ever happen to that town. Okay.
No offense to the Flowery Branch of it all, but and you can buy tickets at branchhousetavern.com or any social media that Ryan Schrilla Comedy is involved in.
Branchhousetavern.com.
Yeah. And also on July 2nd, he will be in Maryville, two doors down, opening for Chance Willie.
Oh, nice.
Any social media links, websites. Ryan Schrilla.
At first, I thought
comedy.com.
At first, I thought you were telling me he was opening for like a mid grade rock band called Two Doors Down.
Yes, that's
yeah. They're not Three Doors Grace or Three Doors Grace.
No, he said Three Doors Grace.
It's 3 days Grace, isn't it?
I don't know.
3 days Grace.
Bands.
I don't know any bands.
Comics. They're all.
I know the only bands I know is like 311, Incubus. You know what I mean? Like, and I only know
Korn.
You know I did go through a big Korn stage. Huge Korn stage.
Yeah.
Dude. I just watched the documentary Kurt Cobain on HBO Max.
Wait, hold on. Dude, they got super religious. Did you know that?
Korn?
No, yeah, Korn. Not like the vegetable, but the band. Yeah, he like
away,
dude. No, he started saving people and stuff. Like he's super religious. The whole band got super religious. They were like, oh, you know, they like something happened somewhere. I don't remember the whole story, but it'd be worth digging into.
Like a rock Christian album. Can you find that? Is that
I don't know. I'm sure they did. I'm pretty sure that whatever music they come out with now is going to be speaking of
Chord for Christ.
Yeah, I don't think they go that deep, dude.
But they spelled Christ with a K.
And it's backwards.
Yeah.
Corn for Christ. Yeah, that'd be crazy. I don't think they do the demonic stuff.
Holy
anymore.
Spirit.
Yeah.
No.
No. When I think, no, no, I
that's
think,
how they got famous.
I think it's more like with arms wide open. Who is that? Creed. Yeah, I think it's more of like a Creed thing.
Nickelback.
Don't do that. First of all, don't ever do that to Corn.
They're Canadian, bro.
How dare you do that Nickelback. To Corn? Okay.
The only good things to come out of Canada are
Justice Bieber and
Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And, great show.
Actually, that's it.
And
we're done.
Letterkenny and
Letterkenny's technically is it Canada or Minnesota?
Are they not from? Yeah, they sound very sold in Minnesota.
No, it takes place in Canada. The show takes place in Canada.
But are they on the border?
I think it's a border town. I think it is a border town probably.
The whole, yeah, Minnesota, Canada.
But
it's
what
very,
about,
very...
what about?
But I think it's adjacent. I think it takes place in Minnesota because they hate the Frenchies because those are Canadians.
Oh, what about
like
the
Bulldog?
What about Shoresy?
Shoresy? Oh, I haven't checked that out.
Dude,
y'all keep, like, Shoresy's
awesome.
That.
Shoresy's
it's
awesome.
So good. When's the new season come out? Or has it come out?
I don't like Letterkenny, so maybe I'll check out Shoresy. Where can I see Shoresy?
If you don't like Letterkenny,
TV shows that we watch,
Shoresy might not. Can I tell you the thing about Letterkenny is? Can I guess why you don't like it?
Because it's stupid.
No, because you don't understand what they're saying.
And
I'm being honest, because you're not have any Canadian, and you don't really, fair. You're not, you don't, you spent.
Wait a minute. Whoa. So you're saying you can tap into it better?
I'm not saying I can tap into it better, but I've heard the dialect. It's not the first time I've heard somebody talk like that. If you,
yeah, but I watched Trailer
look,
Park Boys.
Look,
like,
it's not the first time I've ever heard somebody talk like that, eh? Okay.
Yeah, but I watched Trailer Park Boys religiously. Like I would watch the
Nova, yeah, but Trailer
but
Park
Nova
Boys.
Nova Scotia is very different. Nova okay. Scotia is barely Canada.
Okay.
Nova Scotia is kind of a weird place.
Shout out to Nova Scotia.
Which you remember Emma and Paul, my cousin. He is like a resident. Yeah. He's like a dual citizen and like lives in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
He's like an
good for him.
It's just too cold.
He's a Nova Scotian.
It sounds
no
cold.
Yeah.
It is cold. It's cold.
They don't have seasons.
You could visit in the summer. Summer's nice.
Yeah, but the problem is summer started today. Their summer ends tomorrow. You get 48 hours, bro. Winter sets in tomorrow. You've got 2 days to get wood. If you're in Nova Scotia right now, get wood. Winter is approaching.
You have a parka and a cutoff parka.
Yeah.
Cutoff parka.
It's really a capri parka.
A sleeveless parka. Oh my God, I love
you always
it.
Need the hood.
Yeah, you always
know.
Need the hood. Yeah. And then like your snow pants unzip and make those cargo shorts.
They're like breakaways.
Yeah, yeah, they make those. You know those ones that every single Boy Scout dad wears. Those fucking.
You mean that we all wore?
Dude,
like, you never have enough cargo pockets.
Don't you put that on me? I never wore them. I never wore them. My dad had them, dude. I'm not lying to you. Do you know why? Because
you had cargo shorts.
Because as soon as you wore the shorts all summer long, as soon as winter hit, and you would put the fucking pants back on, they're the wrong fucking color. Because they don't match. Yes, dude.
Here, maybe it's different. All right, maybe it's different climate wise. Because here, like in the morning, it'll be like 50 degrees.
When I was a kid, I was in Florida. We didn't wear pants.
Yeah, we do that a lot here too.
So like in the morning, it's 50 degrees. It's like, I can really wear some pants right now. But once it gets to the middle of the day, it's like fucking 142 degrees.
That I understand. But those probably would have been great in Georgia.
Yeah we got mood swings too.
Yeah.
For sure.
I didn't think about it in that aspect. I think of it more as like, I lived in Florida. So you like, it was cold for like, and then you'd take them off. You'd unzip them. You'd box them away for the summer. And you'd come back after you washed your shorts 62 times because you sweat in them. And then they were never like real material. They were always that swooshy material.
Yeah.
Why the fuck couldn't they just make it regular? Because
they were active. It was active wear.
But I'm not active.
Just walking down the hallway.
I'm not active. I wasn't actively.
But you sound like you're active walking in those shorts.
Yeah, but everybody in the 90s was active. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's why it's called active wear.
Yeah, I guess they presumed anybody who at one point needed pants and needed to turn it into shorts was probably in some sort of survival situation.
It was also shortly after we had fucking, what are they, sweat socks too. Ooh. Like, you know, I mean, we made some
sweat
terrible
socks.
Decisions.
What are sweat socks?
Like the what are you talking, like the workout.
Oh, yeah, where they made them really tall so that when your legs start sweating, it soaks it up, but it only makes them hotter.
Right.
Yeah.
Innovative.
Yeah. But what's funny is all those colors are coming back. So who knows when
the
90s trends.
So who knows when
circling back
when sure. like Mike our kids are going to be wearing zip shorts.
Yeah.
Or Jenkos.
Like Dad, you don't know about these?
First of all,
can we talk about Jenkos?
No, dude, I know where you're
going
to go.
I'm glad you brought that up. Oh, hold on. Time out. Time out. Andrew. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
God damn it.
Thank you.
We're supposed to end this. We're 10 minutes in. We need to go ahead and end this. The podcast.
I just want to know real quick. If you can pull off Jenkos better than Paolo Banchero, because you commented in our text thread, some of our text threads need to come to life in this. Yeah. The world needs to know. You were like, Jenkos are sick. So I want to see if you can do a better photo shoot than Paolo Banchero.
This all came about because our rookie of the year, Paolo Banchero, did a photo shoot. And dude, I've even said, I got to defend him because he's my team member,
that's what I'm saying. It was a sarcastic, those are cool. Don't act like you were really into it and you're like, I would totally wear those. Because now I got to see. Go find some Jenkos.
Look, all I'm saying is I don't think Paolo Banchero
is Jenkos?
Yeah, dude. I'll show you.
I got to look up
pull
this
up
guy.
The photo. Pull up the photo real quick and show Kevin real quick.
All right, so he was in a preview for the Gran Turismo, excuse me, the new movie coming out. He was in that with a couple of basketball players during the finals. Did you catch that, Justin?
I didn't catch that.
Paolo was in one of the commercials. Yeah, so
I didn't know.
Oh my god, this guy! No,
dude, did you see the Jenkos? Are you seeing?
Yeah, so look, Paolo Banchero. I don't know if you're listening to this podcast, but you put me in a position where I'm having to defend you.
Yeah, no. I think we should,
dude, we should
put them side by side,
dude. When
if Justin, when
I saw that, I had to take a double take. I thought it was a joke. I was like, "Is it April 1st? I know it's June, but what the fuck is going on here?"
Yeah, it was like Slam Magazine. He was like, "Check this out."
Yeah, that's Slam. Yeah.
I blame the chick who was in the room that was picking out outfits must have been hot as fuck. Because that's the only excuse he would have is this.
He's like, fuck it, I'll wear it.
Yeah, I'll wear it, bitch. He looks shit like nice.
He's wearing ski goggles, too.
And he's from Florida. And he's in Florida. He's from Florida. He's wearing an Orlando Magic jersey. You should be in fucking swimwear, my guy.
Dude, I know. Trendsetter Don Cannon. But, like, come on, dude. He's doing too much.
Trendsetter.
Like,
no.
All I can look at, so there's one where he just has like two basketballs in front of him, and all I can think in my mind is like, those two basketballs can totally fit up those pants. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Maybe that was the whole thing.
He could sneak basketballs into class.
Yeah, like a weird Tom Brady
stop dribbling
inflate gate, but with pants.
Dude, I want to see, bro. I want to see you rock some Jenkos. Like, He'll put it up. Look, side dude, by all side. Right,
so I'm going to go. I'm going to
pull it off better than him.
I'm going to go find a photo of me.
Then we'll auction off some JNCOs.
I guarantee my mom's got a photo of me in JNCOs.
Some signed JNCOs.
And you know what? When I wore my JNCOs, I had a bowl cut. Call me a motherfucking liar. Ooh, call me a motherfucking
that's
liar.
That's why I said maybe go try to find some nowadays, because I don't know if that'll work in your
Well, if Paulo's angle was to bring JNCOs back, or maybe JNCOs' angle was to make Paulo's
sponsor
career
him.
Tank like yeah. their pants. Either way, somebody got what they wanted. So
yeah, I think it'd be an interesting little take to see what people think about JNCOs. Yeah, well, is it they're just shitty, or like they look better on a certain person? I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. I don't think so. So
I don't think so.
But leave it at JNCOs. You know.
All right. Well, JNCOs or no JNCOs, unanimously we agree that that photo was garbage. And
yes.
Now I have to defend the man. But anyways, all right. Well, the next episode. Yeah, the next episode's coming up. It's going to be...
We got an interview.
Yeah, we do have an interview. Yep, interview. That's what I said, Moses. Yeah. Moses is next, dude. I'm excited. We have Ryan.
Yeah, that's going
to
be dope.
Moses. It's going to be a back-to-back kind of thing. So, yeah. But yeah, so anyways, we got some good interviews coming up. It's going to be exciting. But yeah, we will do everything in our power to make sure that we keep giving you guys amazing content for all 1 million of our subscribers on Spotify. Thank you for the 7... Everywhere else,
love.
Can you tell your friends where we are?
Yes.
It's bullshit. So, but anywho, all right. Well, we appreciate it, guys. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Beard Gang Podcast.
Guys. Fans, just ride with us.